Hello, and welcome back to Hola the Podcast with myself, Lorna Cronin, and Audrey Fitzhagen. How are you,
Hey,
Audrey?
hey, 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 all good.
We are very, very excited today because we have a very, very special guest. It's not often we have guests on here now, but we only take on the best people as guests, right? So this lady, her videos are absolutely hilarious, and I think they're based on such simple, everyday thoughts and situations that we all have that they make them so relatable. And so without further ado, we'd like to welcome Dimpna, aka Dimple Still Skin.
Hello,
How are you?
how
How
are
are you getting
you? Thanks
on?
so much for having me on.
Oh, come here.
So
We're
normally you're usually
delighted.
have guests. I'm delighted to be
Yeah.
on.
Delighted to
Thank
have you on.
you.
Is this your
It's
first
lovely.
podcast?
Yes.
Oh
A little
my God, such
nervous.
an honor for us. Don't be
I know, I'm
nervous at
just
all.
terrified. You know the way, like I would say something that I could be cancelled in a heartbeat.
Not at
You
all,
know
not
yourself.
at all, not at all. Listen, we haven't been cancelled yet, and we talk shite all the time, like, so
So you're
you're
fine, fine.
ready. So come here, Dipna. First of all, I suppose, tell us a bit about yourself, because we've all seen your videos, but we don't know much about Dipna, the person. So tell us about you. Where are you from? Who are you and all that?
Do you know what I live in Mullingar.
Oh my God,
You know,
do you know like Niall Horan?
if you see
Best
him
friend.
around, do you know what, it's funny, like if you see him, you're like, don't look at him, don't please him. You know, it's funny.
Don't get in
Like
front of it, like.
you go, there he is, don't even look at him. But no, yeah, but and Bresi and all them, they all come
Yeah.
from this
Come
part of the
here. Oh,
world.
excuse me,
Yeah.
the A-listers, no less.
Yeah.
Talk
Joe
Joe
Dolan.
Dolan. Joe
Joe
Dolan,
Dolan.
yeah.
Dolan.
The ultimate
Wow.
legend.
Yeah. So I'm 43. I have to think about it now. I'm like, I'm a 42, 43. I'm 43. And I've an 18-year-old lad, actually, Alex. So I just have one
Yeah.
baby. I'm a dental nurse
Very good.
by trade. So
Right.
that's what I work at. And then I just do the videos kind of in the evenings and
Yeah.
stuff, you know. A
Yeah.
bit of that. It's kind of stress relief, I suppose you'd call it.
It is kind of like, it's a bit, it's like, I find Instagram and all that a bit like fucking therapy. It's like, because you're
It
talking to
is,
your
you know what?
phone.
Like just a bit, like a good laugh
Yeah,
can
isn't it?
really just
And nothing too
change your
serious,
mood.
like, yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
100%, 100%. Yeah.
And so how long have you been on social media? Because I know last year you really exploded, really, didn't
Exploded,
it? It just
yeah.
went bonkers last year.
Mentally, yeah, like what even happened there? I don't know. Do you know, I've been doing it a few years, but you know what I was doing? Actually, I kind of used to make the odd video, but I found that people were like, I've seen your video. Are you all right? You know, like, well, they're a bit like, eh, do you want to talk about it? Like, you know, and they're like, going, oh, I'm like, no one gets my humor. You know what I mean? So, anyway, I just used to send them to, like, I've two sisters and a brother, but I used to send them to my two sisters and my mother in a family chat. I just send it to them, and they'd be laughing their heads off because they get the humor. We're all the same. And then the odd one I put out, you know, and then there was kind of like my mom kind of went through a hard time there a couple of years ago, and my sister used to be like, "Will you make another video and cheer mammy up?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, okay, all right." So I used to do more and more, and then the more I send it to them, I post it online, and then I don't know what, I don't know what happened. Is it a few kind of like famous accounts start sharing the videos? And I think that's where a lot of the stuff, the followers and stuff came from then, you know.
So like you're bigger than Niall Horan now. Like, I mean, if you see Niall Horan in Mullingar, you're like, excuse me, do you know who I am? Hello.
I'd say he's pretended not to see you now. He's like, oh,
Exactly.
there's your one.
You know
Don't give
what?
her any notions. Like,
He has me blocked. He does. Oh
Stop it,
no.
really?
He
What? He
does. He
blocked,
does.
really?
I made a silly joke before
No.
about people were talking about how it was like a trend on TikTok about how they met their celebrity, favorite celebrity, and they couldn't believe them. They were so happy. So I had a photo with Niall Horan years ago. Well, we were drunk in the pub. We're like, oh, give us a photo. And then I put up, I couldn't believe I met Ellen DeGeneres, but it was Niall Horan. So I thought it was
God's
like,
sake,
oh,
that's
I know,
hilarious.
very bad, very bad. And then he blocked me soon after. I was like,
Ah,
right,
come
fine.
here. Ah,
But
Niall,
come
now we
here.
want to get a funny bone. Jesus.
Being blocked isn't so bad. I've restraining orders coming out the yin yang. Like,
Was
Boyzone
it
has
Ronan
restraining
Keaton?
orders.
Ronan
Yeah, what's it?
Keaton
Ronan
singing in
has
the
me now,
dark.
Ellen, truly. Like, I did sing in his letterbox. Yeah, I wrote him a Valentine's card where I hand wrote I love you 100 times on the thing. I stood at the end of his wall singing up to the house. Oh, he did. Like,
And she's not a bit ashamed about it, like.
No. And then when I saw him in real life, so I met him as a as an adult about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, whatever. I met him at a thing and I was drunk and had a few drinks and I went, oh my God, I used to stalk you as a child. And I was like, well, no, you weren't. No, I was the child. No, it was a long time ago. I was like, oh, no.
Did you sing Adam then, Audrey, when you were after
No, I didn't sing Adam then. But I did get a picture.
Did you?
I got a picture and they were like, where do you want to stand? I was like, Mikey down the end. Wedging myself in there beside Ronan and the lads. I was like, God. Oh, yeah. But
poor old Mikey.
Yeah, they renew them every couple of years.
Oh, Jesus. But come here, Dipda, like with the amount of followers that you have now and that you've amassed, has life changed for you? Like people recognize you, obviously people recognize you now, like, but even in work or, you know, if you're going into super value, do you mind people coming up to you or anything?
Yeah, actually, do you know what? People at work don't really know I do this, right? So word has got out a little bit about it and they're like, I heard you're funny. And you're like, because they wouldn't say it at work. It's like miserable. But, I had, you know what, especially lately, now it has happened a lot in the street. In the beginning, it was once or twice, and I was like, do you know me? I was like, that's mental, you know. But I was in Tesco yesterday, and this girl, lovely girl, actually, she was behind the desk, and she was like really friendly to me. And I was like, she's a lovely girl, you know. And she goes, I was watching you earlier. And I thought she went fucking security camera. I was like, what? But she goes, no, your TikToks and all that. And I was going, oh, it's, you know. But you know what? It's lovely in real life to chat to people who get the jokes.
Yeah.
Because like I said, for a long time, people are like, you're all right. And I was like, oh, like, I'm shocked about how many people, we've all the same sense of humour.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, like going like, oh, you get it. And, you know, don't take it too seriously. But yeah. A lot lately, actually, people will call me or...
Are you equally as shocked by the amount of people that don't get it? Because sometimes I read your comments on TikTok and the amount of people that just seem to miss it, that just don't get it. And I'm like,
just don't get it. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that was... And I've had to go, like, that was a joke. Like, do you not... Like, obviously that didn't happen. Or, you know, the videos are like an exaggeration of... Yes. What I, you know, what we experience or what I experience, I suppose, and people are like, that would never happen in real life, and you're like, no, I know,
it's a joke, like, yeah,
it's a joke.
We're not just having a bit of a laugh, you know.
But I think TikTok is a strange place, though. I find Instagram is a bit nicer. They're a bit unhinged over on TikTok a little bit. I think, like, yeah, they just
100%. Oh, do you know what? I find Instagram worse.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. And you know, I thought TikTok was bad, but. Jesus, Mary Joseph, I don't know.
Do you get bad comments and all, though, Dimna? Because I couldn't, I'd see why you would, like. Do you?
They'll go for anything. They'll go for anything, whether it's your lip, well, my lips.
Your appearance,
Your appearance or... But you know what, they never really... Like, the odd one I said, that's not funny. And then I'd be like, you know. But if they go, yours ugly, I'm like, and, you know.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, no, I find Instagram worse now, to be honest with you.
You have a very good way of dealing with them.
I love your clapback videos.
I love that. Because a lot of people say, you know, oh, when you get a bad comment, you should just ignore it and don't engage. You're only giving them time. But I think if no one says anything, then people are still going to be sitting there going, I don't like her hair. She's a pain in the hole. Do you know what I mean?
Why don't you
call it out, like, and say, but you're gas because you get their profile picture and all. And was it like offering a one mate's rates on dental work and all?
I know. You know what? But I do, like, I know people as well. Like, I know a girl, actually, she's very, very funny and she won't post anything. You know, she did post jokes and stuff and just the trolls. So she doesn't do it anymore because of that. And I'm like, but the world's missing out on you, you know. And same another girl, like, she's really good at guitar, but she won't do it anymore because they'll just go for anything or terrible or, you know, and knock your confidence. And she won't do that. So, like, it's really, really sad. But I do think, like, this attitude of, oh, ignore them, don't stoop to their level. Like, I will stoop to their 100%, I will. And, like, it's very hard to ignore them when you're getting so many of them every day. So if you're walking down the street and 10 people come up to you and go, stay at you.
Yeah.
Like, of course you're going to start going, fuck this. you know.
It's strange, isn't it? Because people would never do that, would never walk up to your face and do that. But yet, I find this is what I don't like about social media. It's grand when everything is lovely and all, you're getting nice comments and all. But you could have 1,000 nice comments and there'll be one comment that'll be like, you're so stupid or something like that, or stadium, what are you doing? Yeah. And that would hurt you, like, and you're going, and then you start going, what am I doing? Why am I posting this online? Like, it's not worth it. It's a load of shite. Yeah. Why am I bothering? And then it's not only the comments on your thing. There's all these outside forums and everything where they're literally grown women that are probably mothers and everything sitting there. I never, ever look at that. But, you know, it's a sad state that it's there and that it hasn't been shut down. Like, do you know what I mean? I think it's dangerous because there's so many young ones like myself, you know, not even young, right? But, you know, you're on this and you could be going through something. You could be so fragile. And if you got 10 lousy comments like that, you don't know what's going on in someone's life, like.
That's exactly what I was saying to that Anne lady that day. I was like, her comment could be the last comment to just push someone over the edge and go, I can't do this anymore. And that could be, you know, a tragedy, really. Do you know, like, I'm not too bad. I've hardened up a lot. And it, like, the comments of my parents and all that, they don't really bother me anymore. You know, I did, there was a time where I just cried and I was like, I can't do this. And like, I just want to have a laugh. And, you know what I mean? Mm. And like, why are people so mean and all that? But I did stop for a while, this a couple of years ago. And then I was actually, do you know what? It's like someone coming up to me now saying, like, I hate your blue hair. And you're like, my hair's not blue. Like, you have to believe it.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
Like, I go, I don't have blue hair. So that's shit what you're saying. You know what I mean? You don't have to believe everything that people are saying. As well, though, Chris did say to me one day, he goes, you have to take the good comments equal to the bad comments. Mm. Like, don't get too, you know, because people are like, oh, you're very funny and you're brilliant and all this. And you're going, like, you can't get too high, you know, either side of it. You have to try and keep the balance, you know. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it's hard though, but I do think definitely the way you deal with it is, I have to applaud you on that, because I think a lot of people do just ignore it, and that's not right either, like, because you should bloody, and don't block out their names. Shame the fuckers, like.
Because it's absolutely feral, like, what goes through their head when they're like, say to this one, hold on there now till I tell her. Like, what thought process was that? Like,
it's the truth though, because they're like, and I read it on other people's pages and stuff, if they write a bad comment, like, but that just makes you look terrible for saying that.
Yeah.
That's mad how you think, like, the type it and they think only the creator will see it or something.
Yeah.
But thousands of people can see, you're a dickhead, you know, for writing it. Do you know, it's odd behaviour. I do feel like it's very, people come to, it's obviously, I know we all say this all the time, but it is a sign of someone being so miserable and unhappy in their own lives. And you do kind of feel a little bit bad for them. And I do think as well that they're so desperate for, like, your attention.
Mm. Yes.
You know, I don't know if you experience this, but I'll have someone and they'll comment on loads of videos, the same thing. Because you get the notifications and they're stacked with the same person.
Yeah.
But it's the same comment. And you're like, did you just want to... Are they okay? You know what I mean? And I have actually, there was one guy and he commented loads of times about my lips and all this, but
You don't have your lips done, do you?
No.
Where did they get that from?
I don't know what, even if I wanted to get the fucking filler removed, I can't do it now because it looks like I'm giving in. But there was one guy and he commented and he's going, oh, about your lips and all this, you know. And I sent him a message going, are you all right? Like, you're flat out, like, on my page. And he goes, and he kind of quieted down a bit and he goes, oh, sorry, yeah, I probably shouldn't be saying stuff. And, like, you know, he backed down a lot. But anyway, it turned out that his sister was working away for years or something. And when she came back, like, from Australia or somewhere, she had her lips done. And he got a fright and he didn't really recognize her and he couldn't connect with her or something like that, but he was taking it out of me. Do you know what I mean?
How did you find that out? How did he told me.
I was like, why are you so mean? Like, I rarely actually will message them, you know, but I was like, are you all right? Like, what's up, why are you so angry towards me? But I think because I reminded him of that.
That's crazy though, isn't it?
Like, taking up your sister.
Huh?
Take it up with your sister. Gotcha. Yeah.
Take it up with a therapist because it's not her fault.
Exactly. Yeah.
Jesus. God. But I do. It triggers people. You know, you never know what's going on. Anyway, he turned out to be like kind of a nice lad then and all. And he actually comes on the videos now and he's quite supportive of the videos, you know.
Oh, yeah. So you turned it around.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you just like, they forget the human. And they think as well, because you've all like 100,000 followers and stuff, that you're not human or something, or that you're.
Yeah, or you never dehumanize you, yeah.
Chat to them. You never go, you are, you know what I mean? That you wouldn't have the time to message them or, you know, that kind of way. So.
That's awesome. Sorry,
But like, yeah. Do you have a favorite? No, I was going to ask the two of you actually the question, because you two both do little skits and sketches, and I know Lorna has her characters and you've your comedy videos. Like, it does seem like sometimes when I look, you get 10 times more positive comments than you do negative comments. But when there's a negative comment, it's almost like it's like the audacity of you both as women to think that you are funny enough to put yourself on a public platform. What? How is that? How do you deal with that? Both of you, how do you deal with that?
Yeah, Lorna, what do you think of that? When people,
I do feel like you can get so many nice comments, and I'm one of these people that if there's one bad comment, it's like a stab in the heart, and I don't know why. Like, it's like I focus on the one comment, and then I kind of go into myself and I go, oh Jesus, what am I doing here? I am 40 years of age, making a go load of myself, putting videos up, do you know? And then after a while you go, fuck them. Like half the time to be honest, now I look at the comments and all, but it wouldn't really bother me. But I remember at the start, oh Jesus, someone sent me a thing off one of these forums, right? And it was, do you know, sometimes you get sent out these, very rarely, now I don't get sent out free stuff, like, but the odd time. So there was these bags of jellies that were doing the rounds, right? Everyone on Instagram was getting sent out these bags of jellies. So they got on to me, so I was fucking weak. I was like, I love jellies. I was like, give me them, like. I had the jellies and all. Well, I wasn't getting paid for it or anything. It was literally sending me out the jellies.
Yeah.
And someone sent me screenshots off that forum, and it was a one going to town on me in it. And it was like, I messaged her and I made shit of her because she was selling those jellies, blah, blah, blah. And she did. She was flogging them. Here I was. I literally only wanted a fizzy cola bottle. I wasn't. I was free. Like, but I saw that because... if you see your name on that, my heart just goes, like, I'm like, oh, fucking hell, like, no, I don't want anything to do with that, like. Yeah. And
they'll make up anything.
Oh,
people write the mad stuff, and you're like, what are you talking about, going, that's about me, you made that video about me, no, it's not about anyone.
Exactly, yeah.
Or that's a child, you know, that's me, anyway, and you're like, that's not you, I don't know who you are, or anything, you know. And these are kind of, like, fictionally, you know, it's not really based on
anyone really, no.
But people are like, oh, like if they met me somewhere, they might go, oh, you're making fun of me from that day, and you're talking about, you know, it's they can say anything they want.
And then online as well, they don't have the, of course, they'd never use their real profiles or anything like that, because
no,
I'm a mad one for doing like a deep dive and finding your mother on Facebook and all this, right? You can't.
Well, the easiest way to find them is, right, so they have their fake account, their trolling one, and then they always follow their real account.
Duh.
So if it's like Claire B, if you go in, she follows Claire Branigan, or you know what I mean? And you're going, I wonder, is that her? They always make their other follower number high, you know.
Oh, sad.
So they go in, and then you go in, and then you start... You can tell from the other comments and stuff, and then you find them, do you know?
Yeah.
I've seen a guy did this before. I actually did it a month or two ago. About this guy wrote, he's probably, I don't know if you'll see this, right, but he wrote on my my Instagram going, oh, you know, you're so annoying, I hate your accent, all this, could you please block me? Because I can't block you. Something like that, right? And I was like, that's mad. Like, oh, I can't block you either. It's almost like you can block me, but you're just trying to let me know that you don't like me, you know? So anyway, I went on to Facebook, found him anyway. I don't know, through his brother or something, and you found him. Well, I was flat out, right? I added all his family, right?
No.
14, right? And I was flat out writing under, going, beautiful picture, the fucking cat's birthday. I was like, cat's gorgeous, right? So I spent weeks and weeks doing it, right? Just going like, oh, you know, Maureen's hair is lovely in that picture. And everyone's like, who's your own? You know, commenting. Yeah. But I, because they're so nice, they're all following me back. We were all mates. So he's left out in the cold now, right? And then, I don't know what he said to me one day, but I wrote a thing under going, God, why are you so mean with your comments to me? And all his family are like, she's lovely. You know what I mean? It was funny. It's like nearly his whole family turned on him because I was such a nice person.
Yeah.
But it was just
that's funny. Next level now, Dimple. That's next level.
No, I have a lot of time behind from this. But he did. He sent me a message. He goes, right, I get it. And I'm sorry. And I won't leave any more comments. I was like, no.
No.
I leave. Oh
yeah. That's good. That's really tough.
I've seen some other fella doing that now. I didn't think of that, but it was funny.
Yeah. But like with all the followers now and everything that you have, obviously there's going to be opportunities and all come your way. Like, what's your plan for your page and all that? Look at your face. What?
I don't
have it. No. Are you
like,
I'm serious. No, you will though. Without a doubt, you will. Without a doubt, you will.
I don't know.
You had events and all, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you have that imposter syndrome. We have that too. We get that.
No,
you
really? Understand.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I sat that and I was kind of like, hi, am I here? And even the guy, he was so nice, the guy that invited me, I was kind of like, sorry, I'm not being smart, but why are you inviting me? You know, why? Like, I just couldn't get why I was being invited, you know? It's funny, but yeah, I went to one of those events actually, but I don't know, it's nice to be invited and all, and I was treated like an absolute queen, I have to say, but not really for me, you know?
But it's one thing, I think when you're chatting into your camera and it's a controlled environment. So you've got your room, little sketch in your head. You're just talking. It's just you. There's no one else around. You can be so full of confidence. And it comes across, yeah. I was to look at your Instagram. I'm like, she's gas. She's hilarious. She's got charisma. She's, you know, I'd imagine you want to be on the stage, but it's very different when you take somebody out of the box bedroom and you kind of push them into an environment they're not familiar with. It's scary. Like, and you're a fish out of water nearly, like.
Yeah, yeah. And as well, because like I'm not great at knowing who other influencers are and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so I have to do a lot of Googling before I go.
And then you don't want to be in the situation of like, Jesus, who's your one sitting next to me there now again? What does she do? Like,
yeah, exactly. I'm under the table going,
oh no.
You know?
Yeah. And do you go by yourself? Like, because if you have someone with you, I suppose it's a bit easier if you can bring it, you know, your plus one or whatever. But if you just go by yourself.
You usually have to go by yourself.
Oh, that's daunting. Yeah.
You're kind of forced into chatting to people and stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are lovely. Lovely.
Yeah. Oh, they are. You know? Because I actually think most people are like you. Most people are feeling the same way. They're probably all going, oh, I'm mortified. I'm Scarlett. Who's looking at me?
Yeah.
Do they all know each other? And I just am the only one here that doesn't know anyone. They're probably all the same in their own heads.
Sometimes then, Audrey, there's a couple as well that really, really think that once they walk in the door that everyone is looking at them, like, and that they're like, hello, I've arrived. There are a few that have, you know, the big head and everything. Like, I'd imagine so. Yeah. There probably are a few people now that, you know, think they're all that, like, but they're not. Yeah. But,
No, they aren't. Yeah. No. Absolutely. I tell them in a passive aggressive way. Then a few weeks later, in a video, I'll post it out.
In a veiled video, that's not about them. Oh yeah,
love those videos.
And then they contact me, and they're like, "That's about me." And they're like, "Why would you think that was about you?
Why? Yeah, such an ego."
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite? Do you have a favorite little skit or favorite video that you've made yourself? Do you have a favorite?
I do, but it never goes well. Like, I've reposted it a few times. I think it's hilarious.
What one is it?
It's the one, I don't know if you've even seen it. It's one where I'm like sitting on the bed going, I think I'll just wear my granny knickers today. Fuck it. Sure, who's going to see it? No one's going to see it. And then it cuts to like me upside down in the car. And like the ambulance sirens coming.
And book of your... That's brilliant. But I have to ask you about poor old Susie. How in God's name did you come up with Susie?
Oh, Susie is great, yeah.
And the wink of Susie.
Susie, we have Susie on the show, everybody.
Hello, Susie. Welcome.
It's your
Did Susie get a haircut?
She did, but it grows very fast. Very fast.
Oh, Jesus. But I think those this videos is, that you do, right?
Bring all the box of props under the table here.
I'm telling you, I think they are hilarious. The 80s videos when you're like firing very a pack good. Of fags back in the back seat.
Back well, in the car. Jesus. Brilliant.
I said, mentally, how we all had this, because I thought, like, you know what, some of them videos are going. That's like people probably won't believe that happened, yeah. You know, like lighting yeah. fag for your mother yeah. and going and getting drink for them, and you know, and all that madness. But we all had this universal childhood, I feel. But,
come here, I remember like driving down main roads and like your head out the sunroof. Do you know what I mean? Standing up, hanging onto the two seats, and there was nothing wrong with it. Like seatbelts, never wore a fucking seatbelt. Come here, you
I said, gimmick is the word, yeah. But I remember, now this is shocking saying it now, right? But I remember like being in my uncle's car and we're driving on the road and he had a bag of rubbish. And he's like, now I pull into the ditch now and you're sure you get it right in. And you're like, yeah. Like this, like people just threw rubbish, yeah. You know, different. Yeah. And it was so normal.
It was a different time. Like, do you remember they'd be like lighting their rubbish out in their back garden, like just having a little bonfire out your back? Like, it was.
I think Galway last week actually, I was coming back and all the little fires on the way up, you know, you're going, oh. I think the way it's my time to do it, you're like, I can see it.
Yeah.
Oh, we have our ways here, don't we?
But like, how do you come up with the ideas for your videos? Like, do you sit down and write a script or something, or is it just totally off the cuff? Like,
totally off the cuff. And this is where I mess up as well, because I'll say something, like I made one the other day about, I was just walking past the bathroom. Is it like I'll just think of something and I go, oh, I'll record that now. Now my hair won't be brushed, there'll be no makeup. Now I use a lot of filters on that. It gives me kind of like a separation.
Yeah.
A character nearly, yeah.
Yeah. Because when I look back at that, I'm like, that's not me. But that's what I want. I want to be separate. But anyway, and I just make it. Like I made one about how we've no sockets in the bathrooms in Ireland, you know. But I was calling PowerPoints.
Okay.
That's not fucking called PowerPoints. Do you know what I mean? But in my head, that's what came out. But I just posted it. And I was like, what is they saying? PowerPoints?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, I do it off the cuff and make a lot of mistakes and a lot of pauses because I don't know what I'm going to say next. Yeah.
But your brain must just be, are you just constantly thinking all the time? Because there's days there where you could be putting out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hilarious videos. And I'm like, your brain just must be bubbling all the time with these. Were you just in so much trouble in school? Like, were you? Well, how does your head work?
Do you know what? I wasn't. I was quiet enough in school, I suppose. But I know I did question things a lot that they didn't like that, you know. Or I don't know if I had a different view of the world. I don't know what it was, like religion and stuff. When you'd be like, why was there dinosaurs before people? Did God make a mistake? And then you get in serious trouble for being smart. You know what I mean? You're going like, are you not all thinking this? You know, things like that. And it's just what I think my brain is. It's always ticking, or like, you know, these like good deed videos.
Yeah.
People.
I like those. They're like,
why are you recording that and putting it up online? Like, just do it, just be nice, no one has to know. And then the comments are all, oh, you're my hero, like you're such an amazing person for doing this. And you're like, how are you all falling for this?
Yeah people do,
you know what I mean? I kind of, after a while, I was like, I know, but then I'm thinking, like, I must be the minority that I don't it irks me, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know? And I feel like a lot of things in everyday life irk me more than other people. And that's what I make the video about, you get me? No, do you know, everything pisses me off.
But your videos, though,
just to try and...
There's such...
To try and highlight the people.
Yeah.
But in a funny way.
In a funny way. Yeah, I get you.
Still show them. Yeah.
But your videos that you do, they're just so relatable. Simple, like, you think the other day, you had one up there, but going into Lidl with an Aldi bag. And I often think that when I'm walking in, because I'm an Aldi woman, like, and you go into Lidl and you're like, Jesus, you're a bit of a brass neck here walking in with all your Lidl bags. But it's just, I'm going, how do you, something so simple that we all think, And you can, like, that makes such a good video, funny video about it.
Thanks,
it's just
very
everyday
much.
Little things. It's just, you have a brilliant knack for, like, just picking out the, you know, the everyday little things, and they're bloody hilarious. Like, I love them. I love them.
It's
they're
the
so good.
Like things like the little bag and all that. That, because that's what I think. I go, Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I hope they don't think. And then it's just kind of making the video and just, I suppose,
exaggerating it. Yeah.
Story garden, cheeky bitch at the door, yeah, and all that. But, like, yeah, it's just the everyday stuff. But it's gas how many people go, yeah, that's me, yeah, that's me. Yeah. And tag their friends going, that's you. And you're like, really? Are we all? Do we all think like this? Like I said, for years, I felt like a bit of a, like, on my own with,
yeah,
the humour.
Yeah.
Now there's just thousands and thousands of people like, yeah, I do that. Or, you know, and you're like, oh, it's like I found my people at last.
Like, you know, we need more.
Exactly.
Kind of,
what you've said there, I hear so often, like, if you're brave enough, and as you both have, being brave enough to kind of, and say, feck it, I'm putting myself out there, I don't care, you will find your people. So you,
yeah,
eventually find those people with that same like-minded, yeah, humour, with those same observations. Like, I think that's great. You've actually found your people.
Yeah.
And that's,
yeah,
the best thing. Like,
yeah, yeah, I have to say that. Do you know what? I know everyone says this, but I do it, like, the best followers, you know, that, and they're, that's the thing. So I put out a video, I think, oh, that's funny, I'll put it out. But their comments are so much funnier than the actual video. Like, people are so witty and so smart, and you're like, you should be fucking making videos, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
They're gas, they're so funny. Especially the Irish, we're so, you know, witty, and this self-deprecating humour. We're so, just as a nation, I think we're hilarious.
Yeah.
Do you know? You know.
Like, your long-term goals, Dipna, like, what, do you want to make something out of this, or is this just a hobby for you now, or what would you like to do? Would you ever do, like, stand-up comedy or anything like that?
I do get asked a bit to do stand-up comedy, but I don't know if I'd be any good at it, to be honest with you. Like, I get an idea for a skit and just, I act out the,
yeah,
part, but I don't know if I'd be brave enough, if I'm honest with you,
yeah,
to stand up there and say anything funny, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because it's different when you're on your own doing it and recording on your phone, isn't it? And I suppose,
yeah, it is 100%.
Yeah, like, because, yeah, I'd be a bit like that as well, but I'd shit myself, my nerves would be gone, like, if I had to stand up in front of people. But I can do it on the phone, not a bother. But, like,
yeah,
if someone told me,
funny,
get up on the stage,
yeah,
I'd be like, no way, not a hope. Like, no, I'd,
yeah,
love to be able to do it, but I just,
yeah,
it's just not for
but
me.
Do you know what I used to do these, like, bodybuilding competitions, right? Years
really?
Ago, right? So I used to stand on a fucking stage, right? Freezing cold stage in the middle of Limerick. And there could be 500 or 600 people,
mm,
there, right? And then a panel of judges. And you're standing there in your bra and knickers, basically, right? Now, I did that, no problem.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow.
But Jesus Christ, I couldn't stand out and tell a joke. No way. Do you know?
Go away.
It's odd. Yeah.
But I mean, I can kind of understand it, though, because there's that fear, like, you're so dependent upon that immediate reaction of an audience. Like, so if the audience cracks up laughing, brilliant, that feeling must be like, oh, that just must be such an amazing rush, like, to have,
yeah,
everybody laugh.
Yeah.
But what if they don't? What if there's a moment of silence? What if there's a, that's
there's
the fear.
Of my people here.
Yeah, what,
right,
if your people?
You're right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Long term, I don't know. Now, Chris did say to me, he said, because I do, some days I spend a lot of time recording and, you know, and editing and all that kind of stuff. Now, not too much, to be fair, but he did say to me, he goes, you're either kind of, there has to be some kind of, like, if it's taking me away,
yes,
you know,
yeah,
life, yeah. Yeah, there has to be some kind of, not
benefit,
but there
benefit,
has to be something,
yeah,
to it, you,
yeah,
know, instead. Take me away and we're all just having a laugh, you know. I don't know, like, I do like making videos, and it, like I said, it's my kind of therapy as well. But I think I deal with a lot of stuff with dark humor, and,
yeah,
you know what I mean,
yeah,
just silliness. But I do have, like, an agent now.
Oh,
woo!
Check you out. Would you go in?
Notions.
Absolute notions.
But the guy, he was like, would you think about me being your agent? And I was like, what's an agent?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about this. Like, I don't get it. But I met him in person then, and he was so funny. Alan is his name, right? He was hilarious. Like, I've forgotten, it was like a meeting. And we,
yeah,
were crying, laughing, and everything. And I was like, yeah, sure, come on, we go for it now. And I, you know,
that's
he's
brilliant.
Starting up his own kind of business.
Yes.
So said, you know, won't this be nice that we start out together? You know.
Oh, that's good. That's lovely, you know, now, isn't it?
Instead of these kind of other, I've had a few of them kind of approach me, but the thing I think I'm afraid that'll happen is that I'll be like censored a bit. You know what
yes.
I mean?
Like, yeah. Like,
I can't say that now, you know, if we're representing you, but Alan is, he's lovely. He just, he gets the humour and he's from the Midlands as well. And, you know, so I don't know. We'll see kind of what happens, comes out with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there are so many opportunities as well where you don't, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to go and do like stand up or something. You can, you can do like, there's these internet comedians, you know, that are just purely online. And there's so many comedians that I know as well that like, they don't do any stand-up because like that, their nerves, they just can't do it.
Yeah,
but they could have hundreds and thousands of followers and, you know, they can do ads or something like that to bring in money or, I don't know, do they do maybe YouTube or something? I don't know if YouTube as big as what it was. I'm not sure, to be honest, but, you know, there's all...
I don't know about YouTube, actually. Do you have any stuff on YouTube?
No, like I have a YouTube page now from years ago, but like, you know, but then see, I need to kind of educate myself as well because I'm like, I don't know how to use TikTok there now, but there's TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, then feckin' Threads, that thing came out there, and I'm like, what?
Oh, Liv, so I see that popping up a lot now, and I'm like, oh no, I know her. I'm like, what's it? You know, it'll be something I know is Thread. I'm like, what is this?
But it's
and
very course, hard to
I'll
keep
up. I'll be behind the trend. It'll be, you know, I'll probably years before I get on that. I'm always very slow to join things and that, you know, but
it's hard as well though to keep up with the whole lot because, you know, if I post a video, it automatically posts to Facebook as well, I think.
Yeah.
And I post it on Instagram. But like then if you're going to try and post it on TikTok, should you be posting it on YouTube? Are you meant to share it on this Threads thing? It's like it's a lot of work. Like your video that's 2 minutes long, it's a lot of work to feckin' promote it or whatever as well. Like so I can understand, like, especially if you're making 5 or 6 videos a day like that, it could be your day gone, really, like trying to sort it out. So, you know, I think it's good that you do have an agent as well, because you're probably like us as well. Sure, we wouldn't have a clue where to go to even find.
Do you have agents?
We don't know. Uh-uh. No.
No.
Not at all. I'll tell you a story, right? When I started out first, I had to.
Better than you.
you actually, yeah, look at her.
This is mad to me because this whole world is very new to me and I don't know anything about it. Or is that like, is that Ruth Hassel now? Do you have an agent?
No, I'm glad you asked because I think that's what keeps us so clueless sometimes because you're like, should I ask? Will I ask? Like, and you don't know who to ask or what questions to ask. And if you don't ask, you haven't even a clue. Like some people have approached myself and Lorna recently with different suggestions. And we're like, is that reasonable? Is that fair? Is that like, you don't know. And we don't know who else to ask. Like,
we did say, is that reasonable? You know, we said, is that reasonable? Is that fair? But also I was like, that's a scam. That's a scam.
Yeah, she thinks everything is a scam. Lorna, everybody that messages us, she's like, that sounds like a scam. And then like a week later, you'll see someone else doing it. And I'm like, it wasn't a scam.
Oh, stop.
You don't know. Like,
but that's why I think an agent is good for someone like you as well, because I think you could very easily be taken advantage of as well. Do you know what I mean? Like someone could say like, what's your rate? How are you supposed to know what he is? How do you know what you're supposed to charge for something? Do you know what I mean? So you need someone that will sort that for you.
I don't think he'll mind me saying it. He said, let's say a company came to you and said, now I've never ever earned a penny from anything, right? But hypothetical, let's say a company came to you and said, like, how much would you charge for that? And I'm like, I don't know, €200. And he's like, that should be 2,000. You know,
what?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It goes so much on your followers or something, isn't it? And your follower count, and apparently, you have to look at your engagement and your reach.
Never
mean.
Oh my god, you're going to be so rich, Dimple. Now, can we be your friends?
Yeah. No, but it is. It's good, and I think an agent is the right way to go because, as I say, people could very easily kind of take advantage of you as well when you're not. Do you know when you're not going to clued into this? You're new
let
to
them
it, like.
Have the awkward conversation on your behalf because once you get into talking about money or fee, or I can't, I'm mortified.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, ah, sure, it's grand. I'll do it for nothing. Fine, don't worry about it. Like, it's no problem. Like,
I'll pay you, actually.
Thank you. I'd like to make a donation. No, I'm awful. So, if there was someone to have that conversation on your behalf, that's half the battle.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a funny story, right? At the start, well, I think one of the first videos I put it was a Slimming World video, and it went viral, whatever, right? This was years back now. And I was approached by an agency, right? Well-known agency now and all on Instagram. So, of course, when this one got onto me, I was like, oh my God, I've made it. This is me now. Like, you're quitting the job and everything, right? So I had a phone call with her and all, and she was like, oh, you're brilliant. Don't blow smoke up my arse, right? You're brilliant. You're gassed. You're black. Keep going as you're going, blah, blah, blah. And I really thought, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be great. So of course I kept going on making my videos, and slowly I was like, I'm not hearing anything from them. Like, they actually just dropped me because I was probably cursing too much, right, in my videos, and maybe kind of slightly mocking influencers and things like that. So that's kind of where you go, oh. But at the end of the day, I was like, well, I don't kind of want to change what I'm doing either, just to flog an MMA.
Oh, you know what? That's 100%. That's exactly what I mean by kind of becoming a little bit sterile, because I do that mock influencers and all that kind of stuff, you know. But again, it's just a joke, but.
And it's not in badness. And most influencers will comment and be like, oh my God, gaslike or whatever. Do you know what I mean? But I wouldn't like to be, because I started off, like you know, so I started off the page doing what I was doing, being able to say what I wanted. I would hate for someone to go, you can't say that now. You can't be doing that. You can't be doing that. You can't be doing that. Yeah. Then you're kind of going, kind of takes the fun out of it. Then, like, I don't know if you enjoy it as much.
Yeah. I was on a live one night. Now, I rarely, rarely do them. It was on TikTok, I think. And someone said, how do you feel about you're about to be cancelled? Something like that. Right? Oh. And I was like, I know that's kind of a buzzword and stuff. And I was going, like, I'm kind of like, what cancelled? Fucking what? Like, if the internet shuts down tomorrow, I've my dogs and my job and do you know, like, I have my family and stuff. Like, not like change, to be honest with you. Chris would have to listen to my jokes, but that'd be it. Do you know what I mean? But it's funny, like they try to kind of hold this over you. You could get cancelled. You could get cancelled.
And so what? Yeah. So what?
No.
That's the thing.
You know what I mean?
And I think when you started this off as like a hobby, it was as we said, like an outlet, therapy or something.
Yeah.
Then it's not your main job. Great if you can make a little side hustle off it. Like, fantastic. Yeah. Be brilliant. But when it's not your main job and you can pay your mortgage and you have your family and you have everything, then, do you know, so what if you're cancelled? Like, so, and I'd hate for you to be restricted or anything like that, or to take notice, but you don't, like, I know you don't, of what people are saying. So, like, Jesus, keep doing you, because when you're doing the videos, they're hitting people and people are relating to them. They're so funny. And the fact of it is that you probably have 90% of your followers and comments, I guarantee, are probably all positive. And there's the small few. That's the thing where we have to kind of program our brains to focus on the 90% more than the 10%.
Yeah, it's true. And do you know what? And I do appreciate, because it's funny, like, I don't know if you do this, how you'll see a video and you go, I really like that video, but I don't like it.
I've got better at that lately, because somebody showed me that little thing of the things you can do for your friend for free. You can like it, you can save it, you can share it. Like, so I've started to do that more.
Yeah. And as well, like, the people taking time out to comment something nice. You're like, it's not like just the nicest thing that you did that. Something positive, or even to just repeat a line I said, you know, in the video and laugh at it. You're going, fair play to you first, you know.
It's nice, isn't it? It's a nice feeling.
It is. I have to say, no, it is. Yeah.
And like, I suppose with Instagram and all, like, do you kind of keep your personal life well apart now from this? Are you just putting out the comedy videos, or would you be?
I just put out the comedy. Yeah.
I think that's
And I don't know if anyone would be interested in my personal life. It's quite dull. Do you know what I mean?
People are fierce nosy. Like, fierce nosy.
Oh, I did that one day, actually. I Googled myself.
Oh!
Did
you find anything?
You know what came up in the searches?
What?
Jim and Little's partner, Chris. They all want to know what Chris looks like.
No way!
That's what the main things were. Yeah. You know, Jim and Little lips.
Stop!
Lips, yeah. So basically, they want to see what Chris looks like, and just want to talk about my lips.
Yeah. So would Chris be allergic now to social media? Like,
do you know what? He's a very quiet man.
Yeah.
I won't mind saying this. Like, he's kind of like, I won't say old school. Like, he'd call it a bottle of milk. instead of
yeah,
a partner.
Yeah.
But he's kind of, yeah, he wouldn't really get the fuss. Yeah. You know, that kind of thing. Now, we were out and about before, and he did hear two women saying, oh, that's her. Is that her? And he couldn't believe
that he was recognised.
He was like, oh, come on this way. And he's kind of ushering me. You'd swear they were like crazy mental people, but they were just like, oh, that's her. And he was a bit like, oh, I think you're actually bigger than
that he realised. Yeah.
Yeah.
Only lately when we're out and about and people like shouting across the street, you know, like, how Susie?
Yeah.
You know, and things like
that. Ah, that's so cool though. You know, that's you've made it now. You've got catchphrases, like that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
That, my favourite one of your videos was the Dimpna one. The Dimpna, the name and the baby.
Really? That's one of my favourites.
That one got me. Really? Yeah, it really did. Yeah.
Because it's like the dad going, fuck it, come on, we call her Dimpna. Fuck it.
Do you know what? And I made that on the arse end of another video, actually. I was making a different video and I don't know what it was. And I just made it like really quick, you know, and just put it out. Didn't even think about it, you know. But that one did fairly well now. And then I was like, oh shit, I have to say it to my mother and father. I made another video about
when we started this podcast today, we said, hey, Dimna, how are you? And you said, I'm a bit nervous. And she said, Lorna said, oh, don't be nervous. And I was waiting for you to go, ooh, I'm not nervous now.
Do you know what? I'm too nervous to even think that.
Oh, relaxed. Oh, Dimna, you're gas. Come here. So what are your plans for 2024? Tell us. Is just continue on doing the same as you're doing, or... What are your goals with the page?
I don't really have goals. Now, obviously, we all have this thing where wouldn't it be nice to give up work?
Oh, yeah.
Full time.
Yeah.
You know, and then spend time with the family and, you know, do all the things. But I don't know how realistic that would be. Now, that'd be lovely to do that. But or even kind of, I don't know what's wrong with me that I'm like, oh, I'd like to make money from it. I feel like I'm...
That's okay to say.
100%. 100%. And I think people pretend that they don't want to are lawyers. What's because Audrey and myself, we've had this conversation how many times. If
really?
We could, honest to God, if we could make money off doing it, we would, or, you know, even to just, you know, reduce your hours and work even, because we have kids as well. Yeah. And the dream is to kind of, you know, have an extra day at home or something.
Yeah. And you have small kids, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You, Charlie, is it?
Yeah. 4 and 5. Yeah. 5.
Yeah. So, like, wow. I know they're in school and all, but at the same time, you'd love to just... It's hard when you're working full-time as well, and then you're trying to, you know, it's hard to keep up with Instagram as well, because technically you should be pumping out a video every day, and it's very hard to do when you're working and trying to clean your house and, you know, mind yourself.
Everything. And as well, I think, you know, when you're working... I know when I was a lone parent with Alex for 18 years, you know, and remember when he was young... And I went back to part-time. You know that mother's guilt?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No matter what you do, and you're fucking best, but you still feel like you're a mother. I don't know if other people feel like that. But, and I said, I'll work part-time now till he's a bit older, because I couldn't, now I was poverty stricken. Mm-hmm. But I just said, look, we're going to have to be poor, but at least I'll be here with you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Kind of as the year. And I got better qualified and all them things, you know, so
the
way better. But it's especially when you have small kids, I can relate to that. You just want to be
at home. I remember going back after maternity leave and crying up the road the first day going back, which I presume is normal for everyone. And I was talking to my friends, you know, and they were like, oh, give it a couple of weeks and you'll be grand. He's 5 now, and I don't even know how to explain. I'm I would love to be at home. Obviously, you know, that's life. Like, you have to fucking get on and get over it. Like, but, you know, if there was some way where you could even maybe reduce your hours or do something, and that's just me being honest. There's no point saying, I'm just doing it as a hobby. I'd love to be able to make something out of it. No, we're not yet, but like, we can try. We can keep going and try, like, because that's the goal at the end of the day. If you can, you know, you'd often hear these people going, if you do something you love, you'll never work a day in your life. And I genuinely enjoy Instagram, right? Yeah. But like, I'm not making a fucking penny off it, like, so it's not working out for me yet. Like,
exactly. And then there's sometimes you're like, what's the point in doing this? And you're like, do you know what? If I stop doing videos, no one gives a shit. No one gives a shit. They're like, everyone just has their own busy lives.
Yeah.
You know, but like I said, I do like to, you know, and if you could, obviously the dream is to make the money, but I don't know how realistic that is, to be honest with you, for me at the minute. Now, I know people do it, but then I'm wondering, like, are you struggling for a few, Bob? Or how are you, you know? And as well, do you know what? I have this thing about, you know, like, advertising stuff. Like, are you a bit of a sellout? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
What I'm talking about there. But, like, and I've seen people that I like, and then it'll be an ad, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, allergic. Yeah.
And especially when it's the same thing. You know, that you go on Instagram and like DM a mattress drives just my head, and I'm sorry, everyone. I got the best night's sleep on my new Emma mattress, and I'm going for fuck's
sake. We were talking about this the other day. We're like, as if a fucking mattress is gonna like cure your insomnia.
It'll fix my back. And
I was just going to say, Audrey, like you're going on there about your frozen arm and all. You need to get onto them now and Emma mattress. I'm telling you, you'll be cured tomorrow.
If Emma Matches would like to slide into my DM, I'm
not going to. Such a sellout. Oh, stop. But come here, look, we better finish up there. But Dimpna, honest to God, it was absolutely fantastic to have you on. And you're an absolute howl. And honest to God, we wish you nothing but the best for 2024.
I just chatted about myself there for the whole thing.
You're the star of the show.
I had lots of questions for you because you're friends, actually, weren't you, for a long time? Then you only recently met in person.
That's
right.
That's gas. We got married in the same place in Spain. So, Audrey, you got married the year before me, didn't you, in Spain? And
we're going back like 15 years because I got married in 2009. Lorna got married the following year, 2010. So we've been kind of like in each other's DMs or whatever, through Snapchat, through Facebook, through Instagram, and it's mental. But when we did meet up, it really was like I've just known her for years. Like, it was nothing. It wasn't even like a big, it was as if we just came through the phone into real life. It was just like not
but
normal.
But it was so strange because we were going to, we met up to go to this ball up in Meath. It was the Sparkle for Autism ball. And like that, I think both of us were, even though, like, we wouldn't be overly, I'm not anyway overly confident or anything, but you remember up in the room when we were like sculling the Prosecco out of the teacups and all before we went down, like, classy out, like, because you still have to have an old drink there for your, calm your nerves.
Steady the nerves. Like,
you know what I mean? But it was brilliant, like, but and then when we were doing the podcast, you remember I was doing the podcast on my own? I started it off on my own, but like, it's very hard to do a podcast on your own because you're talking to yourself and you're going, is anyone fucking listening here? Like, it's very hard to do.
Yeah.
So then you kind of bounce off as well, don't you? Because you do have like that chemistry, I suppose you call it, that you do.
Yeah.
It's good. It's lovely to watch.
And it's just, you know what I mean? Like, we kind of, like, clearly we don't have any like production studio or anything. Like, we do this over Zoom. We're doing it all ourselves. Like, we don't have sponsors or anything like this, but we're enjoying it though, Audrey, aren't we? Like,
we're on the one page in that, like, we both have day jobs that are paying the bills. This is fun and we are enjoying it. Like, and as you said, if it could grow into something more, brilliant. Our kids are a similar age. We got married around a similar time. Mm. Lorna's had her fair share of mayhem. I've had mine. And like, the lives kind of mirror each other in a way, different issues, but similar. Yeah. Like, I know when Lorna put up the post, does anyone want to do a podcast with me? I had just gone through something mental here in my own life, and I was like, grab it, just grab something that might become positive, grab something that'll give you another focus. And I said, I'll do it. And I'm so glad that I did, because it turned into that like lifeline, like that little positive outlet and something else, a new focus. So I think things happen for a reason. I do think certain things, people, you know, people come along at a time when you need them.
And we're doing our first live show now in March as well. Like, we were we're asked to do a live show and we're like, but like, we're going to do it because we said, do you know what, anytime someone gets on to us, we go no, or because we don't know what to do or anything.
Oh, we get embarrassed.
Like, we should try and start saying yes a bit more, because nothing is going to change if we don't at least try and put ourselves out there and stuff. So look, we'll see how it goes. If it fucking flops, it flops. But sure, I don't think it will. We'll be grand. Won't we, Audrey?
No, you said, well, no. They're very relatable. Do you know what I mean? Very likeable people as well, you know. So thanks. Like you will thanks. Do well. Of course.
We should get t-shirts made.
Dipping us in, we're class.
It'll be our year anniversary as well. We'll be anniversary in the podcast because we're around that time of the year last year.
Yeah,
really, and you be careful there, Jim. So we'll be inviting you to come down and join us as a guest on our panel. Yeah. Like, so
speak to my agent. I'll give you Alan's number there. Talk to Alan.
I'm like, Alan, it's hearing.
No,
€1 million. That's the minimum I take. I'm not stepping foot into fucking Cork.
Oh, give me your for itself, Alan. Chair tire.
Oh, we better go. But Dimna, come here. Yeah, honest to God, wish you all the best. You're an absolute hole. Honest to God, you're a ticket, and just keep doing what you're doing because you're uplifting everyone. You're a great bit of stuff.
So yes, they're so good, and I really appreciate you having me on. This is Cass, and this is a lovely experience. Actually, it's such a laugh. But you forget chatting that it's actually a podcast though, because you're just chatting.
Oh yeah, that's the way we do it, and that's the way we wanted to do it. Is have a kind of authentic, and we don't edit or anything. Like literally, what you say is going out now. Like so,
she's like, you can tell I've listened to you. Can tell.
Remember we talked about me getting cancelled? Here we go.
Go on. We'll be back next week anyway with another episode of myself and Audrey. Dimna, thanks a million. Take care.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Bye.